Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Caitlin Perry Part 2 episode. My favorite part of her interview was when we talked about the whole Star Trek universe. I didn't know she was a Trekkie. I thought that was really cool. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the second time on the podcast, photographer Caitlin Perry. How you doing?
I'm so good.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. How you been holding up during quarantine?
Good. Good.
What have you been like? Have you been watching some? Because we talked about Game of Thrones, because I reviewed the last one, so I don't repeat myself. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You must be onto some other series.
So many other series.
Okay, go ahead, start.
Mostly Star Trek. I watch, like, all the Star Treks, basically. I'm on Voyager
now.
Dude,
we are on some ESP. You know what's crazy? You said that. I was going to bring up Star Trek.
Really?
Swear to God. Yeah, because have you seen the one with Captain Picard when he becomes the Borg?
Yes.
He becomes a character named Locutus.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
Really? When he's Locutus?
Yeah, because it's the Borg. And then remember they have the cube. They have the cube ship.
Yeah.
And he gets abducted on there.
Yeah.
And they fuse him into their collective.
Yeah. And they have a war, I think, at like Wolf something something.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm such a nerd.
So you're on science fiction.
Yeah, I love science fiction. Science fiction, horror, those are my favorite.
Now, have you seen the Star Trek movies?
Yes.
Have you seen Nemesis?
Yes.
That's with Tom Hardy when
yes.
he played. So for those of you who don't know, Nemesis is one of my favorite actors and hunk.
Yeah.
Tom
Hardy. He's so young in it, too. I just watched
it
recently.
Yeah, did you? I mean, his face.
I know.
So maybe describe and explain to maybe we could describe the plot. So it's basically Tom Hardy is playing a young Picard.
Mm-hmm. He's a clone.
He's a clone of Picard, and they kind of butt heads.
Right.
And so, right, that's kind of the...
Yeah, like, he was cloned by the Romulans.
Yeah.
Who, like, are the kind of the secret enemy. Like, they're like North Korea. Like,
yeah. No, they are.
They are. They hide in their space. You're not allowed to go there. They're not allowed to come out. And no one really knows anything about them. And sometimes it's like...
They're static with their meetings. Remember during the movie? They were kind of putting up an attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, they always have attitude.
Do the Romulans come around at the end? I kind of feel like they do.
So, we're going to be real nerdy. And Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, okay. Oh, damn, you're going to Deep Space Nine.
They kind of form a treaty with the Federation to fight the Dominion.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of like where we leave them until the Nemesis movie.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, you know, we had this treaty. We want to progress it. And it's like a trap by the Picard clone played by Tom Hardy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's human. It's just, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
And then we don't hear about them again until the new Picard season.
Yeah. Have you seen First Contact?
Yes. I've seen all
that
of them.
That one was awesome.
They're all pretty awesome, and I like how they tie it into the series. Like, not a lot of movies do that anymore.
Right.
Is that like a 90s thing?
I don't know. But what do you... I thought about this the other night, too, because I've been... I love Star Trek, too. I've watched all of them during quarantine. Even Wrath of Khan, the older one.
Yeah.
The original
is the best.
The worm going into the ear.
Ugh.
What kind of attracts you to Star Trek? I mean, what's appealing about Star Trek? Let's do this. Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Okay. I have a theory that I think Gene Roddenberry is from the future.
Okay.
Because it's so realistic. And I love that it's the best of humanity. Like, this is what humanity could be.
That's what I was going to say.
We put forth our best qualities together.
I like their code of conduct.
Right.
They're all about exploration.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about treating other alien races
with fairness.
Liberty. Yeah.
I like how they collect other, like, they are one of the only parts of the galaxy where it's multiracial, right? Where it's like lots of different species are together for the same purpose of exploring and medical research and science research. And it's all about being your best self to contribute to society.
Yes. And I'm going to take it a step further. Isn't it ironic how that shit really exists?
Yeah. No, it really
exists. We didn't mean to scare the listeners or viewers, but I'm deep into the conspiracies.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, so there is a reptilian alien species.
Right.
They're also referred to as the Anunnaki.
Okay.
Right? There's a feline cat, the Lyrans or the Lyrans, however.
It's like the Evil Dead.
Yeah, and then there's also tall, white...
The gray aliens.
Right? No, the tall white, the blonde.
Okay.
With the blue eyes.
Okay.
The tall white ones.
Okay.
There's Andromedans.
Okay.
And there's a whole bunch.
That's crazy.
But isn't it weird how Star Trek was ahead of its time?
Yeah.
Because all this shit is happening now.
Gene Roddenberry is from the future. I mean, if you watch like the original series, it was in the 1960s, 1965, I think. And it's like they have cell phones and iPads and FaceTime and sliding doors and computers, right? Like they go, computer, what's the weather?
Maybe,
we do that now.
Time traveling was involved then.
They talk about time traveling in Star Trek too.
So that's what
happened. Right?
They have what happened.
The timeline, people who correct the time. And then they have.
That was in First Contact.
Yeah.
They had to go and correct that
so they could have that.
Yeah. So they could have that shuttle take off. To make the first contact.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's scary, man. So how does this tie into right now? And how you been holding up?
Good. I mean, at first it was like, it's been a long journey. I feel like it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a year. No musical tours, no comedy shows to shoot, no one like in my studio. So I've been doing like a lot of products. I've expanded like my product shooting.
You also have been doing a series called My Favorite Photo
Series.
Oh my
gosh.
I came in.
Those are your notes?
Yeah.
I love your notes.
Yeah.
What's on your notes?
Well, no, don't worry about it. These are for me to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get into that. But I like how you're still staying creative and, you're keeping the ball rolling.
I have to, Steve, or I'll lose my mind.
Yeah. So that's a good segue into the next question is, how are you even keeping your sanity?
I've been doing a lot of videos. I've been kind of going through my archives. I've been shooting a lot of product. I've been spending a lot of time in Texas. I kind of like escaped.
Yeah, you just did a photo shoot there with the rancher dudes.
Yeah. I just like I literally spent 2 months inside doing nothing.
What is Texas like? I've dreamed about going there.
You should go.
I want to go to Austin and
you should go.
Are you familiar with a gas station stop called Bucky's?
No. Tell me about Bucky's.
Well, Bucky's I have a P.O. box series, so people sent me stuff and then these Texans sent me stuff from Bucky's. Bucky's is like a gas station, but it's like a store.
Mm-hmm.
They sell beef jerky.
Oh yeah,
and it's like a huge Walmart amazing. Type thing. There's
of local goods.
Yeah, local beef jerky. They sell any like paintings and
where are
treats.
They? Austin.
I don't know if it's Austin. I know Texas has Bucky's.
Texas is a cool state. It's a really, so I spent a lot of time like in West Texas, in the middle of nowhere. You might know...
What major cities are there? Is that near San Antonio?
El Paso.
Oh, El Paso.
It's like, but it's like 3 hours away.
Uh-huh.
That's the closest like major city.
That's where Pace Picante's made, right?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. What's that?
It's the salsa. I just remember the commercial.
El Paso's cool. El Paso's a cool place. It's a weird city. A lot of artisans, a lot of artists, mm-hmm. but really small town feel. And then you have like every federal agency also is there.
Now, is South by Southwest there?
No, Austin.
Okay, that's Austin. What are the people like for the most part in Texas?
A huge range. So like where I stay, it's like outside this town called Marfa, Texas. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No, I haven't.
It's kind of like an artist, like a lot of artists from Austin and New York and LA go there and make art in the desert. But they don't really live there. They'll go for a year or like 6 months. They make an album.
Art?
Yeah.
So
it's like an artist hub.
So you said albums. So there's musicians?
Yeah, there's musicians. A lot of musicians.
So they bring all their gear out there?
I think it's probably a mixture. Like, there's probably people that have studios out there for that purpose. And then maybe sometimes people
bring
their gear.
That's so crazy.
It's cool. It's cool. It's like this little artist hub. And then, like, the two other closest towns are, like, real Texas towns.
Yeah.
Like, So they, like, they have this weird... They clash sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But they also live symbiotically. And then you also have like a lot of Mexican influence too, which is awesome. Like
there's
really,
a lot of history there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of history.
Like Pancho Villa riding around there. Yeah, and that's only like, 120 years ago. It's not that long ago.
So there are obviously advantages for living there. I mean, Joe Rogan just moved out
To Austin, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
No sales tax.
No tax. That's why I think a lot of people are moving. It's much cheaper to buy a house.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Because in LA, you can't buy anything unless you have like $1 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so what are that? Houses out in Texas, like you could buy some.
I'm not sure.
$300,000.
I'm not sure about Austin. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably around that range in West Texas, definitely. And it's like you get a house with like acres.
Like you know, like have a ranch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but like definitely like like land to run around and grow things or do whatever you want, which is kind of nice. But then also like there's no hospital. There's no like you have to get flown out if something's really.
Oh, so you're talking about like a remote.
Yeah, it's remote. Like where those in the video I released today.
Yeah,
like, it's remote. But it's like people have 100,000 acre ranches, so it's like a lot of just land.
Now, would you consider moving there?
No.
Why not?
Because I love LA, Steve.
You still like it? I mean,
I love LA.
Still,
like, come on, you're here.
Okay.
People are here that are doing fun. Not that people aren't in Texas doing fun stuff, but like, I like to walk around the street and like see crazy street art and like people. And
what do you like? My next segue is, what are some positive things about living in Los Angeles? Then,
The sunshine. I love the sunshine.
Right, the weather.
I love. My friends, I have so many friends doing weird, cool things that are like, they're doing, you know, like doing stuff that's like affecting culture and however, music, art, makeup, film. There's so many comedy. There's so many outlets. Like, also,
but COVID has affected all that. Wouldn't
you
say?
But
it's, like you said,
still
comedy.
Here.
Yeah, but they're not really performing in LA.
No, but like. They're here and they're my friends and I love hanging out with them and discuss being creative with them, discussing ideas with them.
Yeah.
I love hiking here.
What where do you usually hike at?
Griffith
Park.
Yeah.
It's
I
great
love
area.
Griffith
it's
Park.
A great area.
What a beautiful gift that crazy guy gave the city.
You know why I like that place too? Like at those picnic areas, they have little barbecue pits.
Yeah.
So you could like you know what I mean?
So there's this, you might find this fascinating. There's like this weird artist guy. I can't tell if it's a joke, if it's an artist, or if it's like actually a real thing that someone's trying to communicate to people. And he puts these like signs all over Griffith Park and he talks about all the different monsters that live in Griffith Park. And like one time he put a map of Griffith Park and there's like, he's like, this is where the bones are. If you go here, the crazy man will get you. And then he's like, this is where all these weird things are buried. And then he has like an abandoned pool. And there's that pool is real. There's really an abandoned pool. I have to go find it. I want
So
to like take this map and go
what
find.
kind of creatures, like Slender Man?
No, not like ones we know. Like he has like the Munch Face Man. I wish I prepared and pulled it all up. It's like
So
weird
is it
art.
fictional or what is
I don't
this?
know. I like guessing it's fictional because I don't think like a Chun Man
Yeah.
is like gonna come out at me in the bushes.
Yeah.
But it's like it's
That's
it, there's a
cool.
whole Reddit on it and no one knows. Everyone just is like, I saw
I
this
just
sign again
Yeah.
from the person, and I don't know if it's like an artist doing like what is it? I don't
It's
know. If
like
anyone
folklore or
knows,
something.
yeah.
You know, I just had an idea. Why doesn't he make that idea into like a book or like, you know what I mean?
I don't, because
With like
he's anonymous.
illustrations,
It's
like.
completely like there's no one claiming credit.
Oh, he wants to stay
Yeah,
anonymous.
like I don't know if it's an artist, if it's a crazy homeless person, like trying to reveal the truth of LA. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what is
Yeah,
it? I have to show
what if
you
it's all
after.
true?
That's, I know. Well, the map, I need to go find the weird places on the map. Like, I need to go take time to do that.
So you're I'm I'm getting the
This
impression
weird?
I'm getting the impression you're
This
the
is
type of
why I love
person that
LA.
would actually seek a haunted house.
Yes. I would bring friends with me. But yeah, like, why not? Like, I don't know.
You don't mess with the Ouija board though, do
No,
you?
I wouldn't mess with
Don't
things that
fuck with the
like,
Ouija
no, I
board.
wouldn't. That's too scary to, but like, why not? Like, why not see what's
Someone
happening?
one of my fans sent a Ouija board. I still haven't opened. It's I'm scared
Did
to.
they
I
send
don't
it to
mess.
scare you?
I maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a joke. But I've heard, you know, growing up, like you've had like older cousins, then it's like that ghost
Yeah.
story time. Like there's so
You
many
don't
scary.
connect with like don't connect with things we don't know about. You know, like
I don't even
look
know
at
much
it.
about crystals, but I have some crystals. Like, are you into that?
I don't I mean I like rocks and I like crystals and I think they hold energy. But
Yeah.
like I don't know if it will heal my cancer.
Yeah.
Like I don't know where the line is there.
What do you mean, cancer?
I don't know, you know how some people like have crystals that heal them and
Oh,
whatever.
right.
Like, I don't
Remember
know if
Andy
he does.
Kaufman? Remember he thought at the end of his life he went to get like. It was like a hoax or
Yeah,
something,
like, I
but
don't
he thought
know.
crystals could like cure his
He,
cancer
that's
or
what I
something
mean. It's
like.
like people think it's like, I like, maybe it does like boost your immune system a little. I don't, I have no
Right.
idea, Steve. Like, I go by the philosophy. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. We
Yeah.
don't know. We have no idea. We only know what we know, and that's basically nothing.
You know, I just bought because I've been watching stuff too, and sometimes I go on Apple TV. I just bought Superman 2.
You
Have you?
did?
Yeah,
With
I
Henry
bought.
Cavill?
Yeah, I think so.
Another hunk.
Yeah, which character is that?
Superman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Henry
I thought it was
Cavill?
Christopher Reeves.
Oh, you mean original.
The
You're
original.
talking original, Christopher
Original.
Reeves.
Christopher
Wait,
Reeves.
number two. Remind me who's in number two.
Okay, so number
Is that.
2 is where there's three nemesises.
Oh,
The
yeah,
main guy being Zod. They're
in
kind
the
of wearing all
glass
black
thing.
how you
In
are.
the glass
Yeah,
thing.
they're stuck
In the
in this.
glass thing.
Yeah, they're stuck in
Okay.
the glass thing. And what
Okay.
happens is the main guy's name is Zod.
Okay.
And they're like bad villains.
Yeah.
But then remember, somehow they escape because remember Christopher Reeves takes that rocket and he throws it into outer space and it happens to connect with
Right.
that glass that they're
And
trapped in.
releases them.
Yeah, it's called the Phantom Zone. They
Okay.
were put into the Phantom Zone as a pun. It's like jail.
Yeah.
But they got released and somehow they made it to Earth and they realized that they grew more. They had the
They have
same powers as
powers. Right.
Superman. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because crystals are involved. You know, like in
Oh,
Superman's,
yeah.
yeah, where there's like these
Yeah, the
crystals.
with the yeah. Well, also Star Trek uses crystals.
That's so crazy.
The
Maybe
dilithium
Superman,
crystals.
yeah. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
No,
That's
don't.
my favorite Superman, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm thinking there's, because he's badass, right?
Yeah.
But then there's these villains that there's three of them. Oh,
And
one of them was
yeah.
female. Remember with the short
Yeah, yeah,
hair?
yeah.
Yeah, so you remember it,
Yeah,
right?
I
Yeah,
remember.
yeah. Really good
I
movie.
like the one with Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
Is
he's in it.
that the second
Yeah.
one or the third one?
Hackman, is it Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hack. Great actor, by the
way. Yeah.
Mississippi Burning, Hoosiers, great, great performances.
Yeah.
What else are you checking out during COVID times?
TV-wise, video-wise?
Queen's Gambit at all?
I watched Queen's Gambit.
How good was that?
I liked it. I've also been like on a cartoon kick. Is that weird?
From left field here. You're like,
I love cartoons.
Like Ren and Stimpy?
Like Korra. Do you know Korra?
No, I'm not into it. I haven't really.
It's great.
Maybe you could write it down.
I will. It's great.
This is on Netflix?
Yeah, this is on Netflix.
So what do you
Netflix.
Like about it?
I don't know. They're fun and campy and like happy. And then there's She-Ra. I love She-Ra, which is like all girl power, basically, cartoon.
She-Ra's the woman from the jungle, right?
She-Ra is, you know, He-Man?
He-Man, the Master of Grayskull.
So it's like, exactly. So it's like She-Ra, it's like a reimagined She-Ra's sister. She-Ra. He-Man is not in it in this one, but she basically is He-Man. It's like if He-Man was, but it was all women.
Now, I'm getting the impression that, because you grew up with the Perry Boys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you grow up like with like Saturday morning cartoons?
Yes. Yeah, X-Men, it. Spider-Man, original Batman, which I bought,
Surfer,
actually.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
And the original Batman, where Hamill is, not Luke Hamill, Mark Hamill is Joker.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm a big fan of his.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's get back to, so with your photography, how are you kind of juggling around the fact that things are locked down, like, what ways are you like finding work and doing your thing still?
A lot more of trying to find work than doing work, I think. But in Texas, I took like a lot of photos, and then I had this idea to like just do like a print shop. I was like, why not sell some of these photos I take while I travel and music, some music photos.
Do you have a store for that?
Yeah, I just opened it.
Well, why don't you plug it real quick?
Really?
We're going to do this at the end too, but let's do it. Plug it now, and then we'll plug it at the end too.
Yeah, I have a store. Just talk to the camera.
Yeah, just be natural. Yeah.
Okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
So I just launched my store, and it's on caitlinperry.com, and I'm releasing prints every...
And that's a P-A-R-R-Y.
Yeah, P-A-R-R-Y, Caitlin.
Spell your first name again?
K-A-I-T-L-I-N-P-A-R-R-Y.com. And I'm releasing like a few prints every week, and I'm starting with my cowboys, my Texas
I love
pieces.
The black and white prints.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, how does one? I was thinking about this interview today, and because I know we didn't cover this, if someone out there wants to pursue photography mm-hmm. as a career option, mm-hmm. what kind of advice would you give? Like, where does one start? Because I was thinking about this. I wrote this down. Like for an actor, right?
Right.
You get a headshot, right?
Right.
You go to acting school. You get a agent, whatever. You go on auditions. How does one even start with photography?
You take a camera and you start shooting, basically.
How did you figure out what kind of camera to get, what kind of lens to get?
So I was gifted my first camera, and I got two lenses with it, and it was from my grandfather when I was younger. Because I'm one of those people that loved photography from the
That's
moment
right.
I could walk.
It's in your family.
Yeah, my
grandfather
was a photographer, amateur photographer.
I don't know where I saw that. Maybe on your Instagram.
Yeah, my Insta. I did a story about it because I didn't really know. I knew he liked photography, but like, whose dad and grandpa doesn't like?
So it's in your blood.
You think so?
Well, that's you think that's a coincidence? I mean,
I don't know.
Weird.
I love it. So I just always took pictures. Always, I took classes. I started with film. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't really think of it as a career until I was like, I love this. And I was shooting parties and shows in college. And then people started hiring me. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
And then when did you start getting into the like rave scene as well?
High school and college. I was more of a raver before I was taking photos of like raves. That was like... I don't know. I think someone said, why don't you bring your camera and take pictures? And I was like, yeah, why not? Why don't I bring my camera? And then I was hooked. I was like, I love this.
Did you indulge in any of the psychedelics?
I can't if I want to take pictures.
I was going to say, it'd be kind of hard to.
I have, but not when I was like that before, when I was like into raving, before I started being serious about taking photos. Because I can't. You can't.
Because you're seeing something out of these lenses.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
And so you can't recapture this to this.
No. And also you're
and then your mind is thinking it can.
Yeah. Well, you're in a different space of mind. Like you're, you know, if you're doing like mind altering drugs,
you have indulged in LSD and all that.
I've never done acid. Only I've done shrooms a few times, ecstasy a few times.
Did you have any bad trips? I always ask my guests this because I have.
You have? No. Not
so you've never seen the dead people?
No, I've never seen the dead people. What dead people?
Yeah, tell me. It allows you to see that dimension.
Dead people? I've taken a photo of a ghost before. Did I tell you this last time?
Well, refresh my memory. I don't know if you did.
That kind of
gave me the chills.
Really?
Right? Yeah, when you said you took a photo of a ghost.
I did, by accident.
Total was it
accident.
A wisp or like a real figure?
A floating orb.
Okay, well, I want to hear about it.
Okay, so I was like, I do a lot of like time-lapse, like star photography on my free time.
So explain to the viewers what that is. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so it's just like a long exposure, so you can get like the stars and... to illuminate things at night. So you set your camera on a tripod and you have it open for a long time to capture the minimal light.
Okay.
So I was trying to do this and I was up in Vermont and I was like,
a lot of history there.
There's the trees, there's like a tree and I wanted the stars around the tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I was like smoking a joint with my brother. Shout out to the Perry Boys.
We talked about
them last time.
Physical dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a clicker. I was using a remote, so I didn't shake the camera. Because if you shake it,
what's a clicker?
It's like a remote. You can attach a remote to your camera and trigger it that
way.
Oh,
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. I don't know the technical aspects of it. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Ren, did you know that?
I've heard of
it. Okay. I want to make sure you're still there. Okay.
Yeah, and all of a sudden there was like, you know, you can see the camera, the photo after you take it.
Yeah.
And there was just an orb. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Whatever. Did it again. There is nothing. I'm like, okay, it's gone. And then it came back, but it moved.
Jeez.
And I was like, that's weird. And we like kind of got freaked out. And we're like, that's enough photos for today. And then I like took those three photos, like the orb, nothing, the orb, and sent them to like every photographer I know, and I'm like, what is this? No one can explain it. And a friend of mine inverted the images, like he made them into a negative.
Okay, what does that mean?
You know how you when you got film, you would get a negative, and all the negative. Colors
okay,
are
okay.
opposites.
Yeah, okay. So that's
so he like turned it into a negative, and in the middle photo, you can see an apparition, like when you make because it was so dark out, you can't really see.
You just reminded me. I grew up watching this horror movie called The Omen.
Oh, yeah, I know The Omen.
And there's...
Damien,
yeah. Omen! Damien! There's photography involved in the first one, right?
I refresh my memory.
There is a photographer lurking around at all these locations, and when he goes to his studio and he does the negative and he puts it in the water... You know, in the, is he called the dark room?
Yeah, I don't, the dark room.
Okay, so he goes in the dark room and then he could, it's like the deaths are prophesized through the negatives.
Oh, interesting.
Like he could see like the next person that's about to get killed. He could see in the photo like a spear or
going.
Remember?
Weird.
Okay.
I vaguely remember this.
That's a damn scary
movie.
Yeah, the original
one.
Yeah. Omen.
Okay. Photography
is
you capture weird things, I guess, sometimes, you know.
So it was a ghost.
I'm going with the ghost or unidentified floating orb. A UFO. It could be a UFO if it's the unidentified flying object.
Would you be open to experimenting with this? Just not as a like a career choice, but have you heard of EVP?
EVP, I think, yeah, that's stands the recording.
For, yeah, electronic voice phenomenon.
Right. Where you record.
You record and you can catch spirit voices.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, so I'm a fan of Rest in Peace Art Bell.
Okay.
He used to do this radio show called Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Where, you know, people would call in about hauntings or UFOs, but he did a whole series. I'll link you the description.
Link me.
I'll link you. But there is one episode where it's all EVP, where people go to like mausoleums,
right,
mortuaries. They'll go to old historical buildings with a lot of history. But he not only catches spirit voices, but like kids, grandmothers. It's the whole nine.
It's so weird. It makes you think that time is like we view time linearly, but maybe it is just a circle.
That's so crazy you said that, because a lot of these voices, it seems like they're stuck in like a loop.
Oh, like they say that. That's so weird.
Like there's one very disturbing one where this kid's getting, I think, it sounds like a drowning.
Oh, that's horrible, Steve.
And he said, and the kid keeps saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Oh, I'll link you. I don't know if you want to listen. There, a lot of this stuff is very scary.
I was going to say that sounds like it just happened yesterday.
I don't know about that. But
that's crazy.
Yes, but you said stuck in like maybe that would be it. No, because I've been thinking, you know, about death a lot because, you know, MF Doom just died.
Yeah. My mentor, Ricky Powell, just passed away.
Ricky Powell. The Double K from the group People Under the Stairs just passed. So I've been thinking about this stuff.
I didn't know that. That's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
What's going on? Why do you think?
I don't know. You know,
and they're all young. It's not like old people.
He was. I don't know if he was even barely 40. I mean, he couldn't have been older than 40 something. Maybe 39, 38, 40.
That's horrible.
But so I've been thinking about that, the whole idea of passing, and it's a lot. I've been writing a lot too because I'm working on an album, so a lot of these things are coming up. But it's like one of my fears, because I've been thinking about like where do you go when you die? You know what I mean?
Do you know about reincarnated children?
No.
Go research. Reincarnated children.
Wait, hold up. Now I gotta hear about, like, what are you talking about?
So there's like this phenomenon that's been recorded throughout history where young children are like, I'm so and so and I'm 40 and I burned alive in Chicago, and their parents are like, what? Like, no, you're 3 and you're blah blah blah. Or a lot of them will be like, I'm so and so and I'm 21 and I flew a plane in 1940. And they're like, what? It's 1980.
That's so freaking scary.
They'll describe other people's lives to the points where parents can go in history and find the people that they're talking about. But they're like toddlers. They're not like...
So they're giving actual facts.
Yeah, about people who...
Information that a 3-year-old would never fucking know.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm this person and I died... And now I'm here.
So now you're bringing up jars of things that are joggling my mind.
There's like every culture all around the world throughout history has like these stories of they call them reincarnated children.
I have a theory behind it, and don't think I'm crazy, but this is going into some conspiracy stuff. I have a theory behind it. You know what I think is happening?
What?
Okay, so going back to the moment you die. I think what happens, don't think I'm crazy, but you know how they always say, like, go into the light?
Yeah.
I think that's a trap.
You do?
Yeah. What I think happens, don't laugh at it. But my theory is the light are these, it's a trap where these entities called the Archons, and they're in between dimensions.
There's a Star Trek episode about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy because they actually exist.
I think it's in Voyager. I'll have to send it to you.
Okay. Well, they know their shit. I think that once you go into the light, you get recycled. It has something to do with Saturn and the moon.
Okay.
Saturn governs this planet. Like, you know, you wear a ring right there.
Right.
You know how Darth Vader wears the black cape and a judge wears a black robe.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, and like Catholics wear certain things. That's all paying homage to Saturn. So I think it has to do with Saturn.
Interesting.
With the ring. Even when you graduate from college, you wear the cap and gown. That thing that you wear, that symbolized something, that flat kind of...
like it's a square,
yeah,
right?
Square. And then, like, if you think about even certain religions, they walk around the cube, or going back to Star Trek, the Borg cube.
Yeah.
See, there's connections there. But I think that something with Saturn and the moon, you go into the light and then you get recycled back into this. It's kind of this planet is it's a recycling center. It's a recycling center. So this is actually,
are you saying,
backing up your story about these kids? It makes sense, because what happens is you go to the light, boom. I talked about this on Sam Tripoli's podcast, about like even the game Pac-Man, you know, like the moon.
Yeah.
That's a moon that gobbles up
space.
Yeah, it gobbles you up, and then you turn, and then you if you get a ghost, it goes back into that.
So you're saying we're like
recycled.
Food.
Yeah, or we're just souls that get recycled over and over again. It's kind of like even the movie The Matrix. It's like we're batteries.
Right.
You know?
Oh, interesting.
And think about even the word battery and cell. Battery, cell. Where do they, you know? And think about the whole prison system. That's why they have to put these people into these cells, because we're batteries. And how do batteries get... I know this sounds
I'm
crazy.
Like, I'm with you crazy. Still.
You know, but it's to power... It's just to reinforce this whole system. And so the Matrix... They're on some shit.
So you're... Because isn't the Matrix theory like a real theory, that we could all just be in a simulation?
That too. I mean, now, do you want to go down that rabbit? I mean, that
right?
too.
That's too. A thing, right?
Yeah. And okay, so going back to... I've been thinking about death a lot, like MF Doom, rest in peace, Double K, rest in peace, Ricky Powell, yo, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking... And I honestly think this. Don't think I'm crazy. I think... Are we dead?
We could be. I don't think you're crazy. I think that's like a... I feel like philosophers for thousands of years have been asking that question. Like,
are we really like, dead? What I'm
life?
Experiencing is like all of us, like Ren, you, me. Have we all died? And
maybe.
Have we got shifted into this other reality?
Maybe.
Because it seems like... As far as the way things are now, I was walking to Ralph's the other day. It was at night. Sorry. It was at nighttime.
Why sorry?
And it was because it wasn't during the daytime. I have the vampire schedule going on. But it was so misty, and like, it seemed like I was in a, like the lower astral world. Like, doesn't it seem
creepy,
like we're in a gray world? Like just this dark
sometimes
world?
But don't you think that the world changes based on where your mental state is, too? Like, sometimes you feel like you're in a gray, dark world, and sometimes you feel like you're in a sunny, happy world.
I'm not as optimistic as you when it comes to that. I think with me, I do have moments of happiness, like when I win, like, a video game, like when I won Warzone last night and I got the last kill.
Whoa, congratulations.
I have
That's a big deal, right?
I have moments of spurts of happiness. But for the most part, I'm kind of like on that melancholy flat line of just, I'm always just like this. It seems.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe you should do those things that give you more happiness every day, like more frequently.
You're right. But to be honest with you, it's my mind that prevents me. It's like my mind cages me for some reason.
You control your mind, Steve. Uncage yourself.
I'm just being honest with
you. I know.
Lately,
me too.
Lately.
I get in the
cage.
Because
of COVID. And
yeah.
I don't even watch the news, by the way. I don't watch TV.
Oh, me either.
I don't watch TV.
I was telling my boyfriend, he's like, did you know there was an impeachment trial today? And
I don't
was like,
watch it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I saw when
okay.
when they invaded Capitol Hill. I
well,
saw
even
that.
Then,
I had to tune in
had
for
to,
that show.
Someone called me and was like, do you know what's happening today? And I was like, something's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I maxed out on.
So how do you kind of raise this into this?
you have to do the things that make you happy. Like, you have to. Like,
I could be going skateboarding more. I haven't
skated in a while. I don't know.
I haven't skated
I was
in a while.
Loving your series when you were talking to people on the street. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that the only problem with that, I mean, it's kind of hard to do that now.
Yeah.
People don't realize that kind of content. Right, Ren? You could vouch for me. It takes a lot of effort. We had to get these things signed for, you know,
yeah,
we had a, you know, and then all, it's an all day thing on the boulevard.
Yeah. But like, come on, it's good content. It's fun.
Yeah. But that's like, I don't know. We might do it again. Do you think people want it?
I want it. I love it. You could also, why not just go skateboarding and just follow your adventures?
Yeah. So do you think my death theories are, I mean, do you think they're crazy, or do you think?
No,
are
we all dead, I don't think they're more crazy than, you know, what people think down the street from you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in, like, you know, in Hollywood, all these, there's all these different religions, like, or Christianity. I don't think it's any more crazy than a guy walking on water. I don't think we know. So any theory or possibility could be valid. And
have you seen Back to the Future 2?
Yes, of course. I love Back to the Future.
Part 2.
Yes.
Where
two
Biff
and
steals
three.
The time machine.
Yeah.
So that's my other theory. So this is my other theory. I think that somewhere on the timeline, someone went back in time, like how
maybe
Biff went back and stole the almanac.
That could also
the sports
be possible.
Almanac. And I feel like somewhere in the continuum, it shifted from this to some, like, it skewed that way.
There could be a million different skewings.
But look where we're at now.
Yeah, but we're,
whoever,
like,
did this is not a good person.
How do you know it's a person or a thing? Or maybe it's
so
just,
you're
like,
saying
fate.
Like an alien did it.
Or just something we can't even conceive of. Do I just have to be confined to what we, like, know and can conceive?
So what are your thoughts? So, If this is not true, where do we go when we die?
I have no idea, Steve.
What are some of your theories?
I really don't have any. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not concerned about it till I die.
I'll say one last thing about death is, if it was just like a flick of a switch and I don't know anything and I really die.
Yeah, that's
no
what happens. You really
continuation.
Die.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
because I won't
too.
Know anyway.
Yeah, well, I think about that too. Look, I'm like, I in a way almost prefer that. Like, great life. Thank you so much. Thanks. I had a great time here. Maybe someone will enjoy my photos after I die. And like, that's it, right? Like,
I like that you said that, because I think about that with what you leave behind.
Yeah.
Now, going back to what you just said. Leaving your photos behind.
Yeah.
Leaving some kind of legacy.
But, yeah.
What is some of your other goals? What do you want to achieve? What is your dream photography job?
Okay. Well, okay. So I feel like you have,
I have different answers.
It.
Yeah, go ahead. I know you've thought about it.
Dream photography job would be like touring with Lady Gaga. That would be.
Why her?
I love her. It's that I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan. I love Lady Gaga.
Did you see that movie she was in?
Yeah, I loved it.
A Star is
Born. She's so talented, isn't
that
she?
Was
so
a great,
talented.
Great, great, great movie.
I love her. And she's from New York City.
I like
City.
How she's so plain in it, and she's kind of.
I think she's
awesome.
She was
awesome. Not wearing all her normal Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she was,
yeah,
just,
she was just
herself. Which it was, or Allie, the character, was just so. Mm-hmm. She was so great. She's so talented. She's such a talented person. She comes from New York City. She kind of came from like the same startup I did, which was like in the New York City underground. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be awesome to work with her. And I would love to capture her and document her, because I think she's an incredible force of a human.
All right,
human.
Let's put this out into the universe.
Yes, please.
Lady Gaga, if you happen to watch the Stevie Weeby Show, Caitlin Perry, Part 2, and you make it this far into the interview, How does Lady Gaga get a hold of you? So Lady Gaga, DM her.
DM me. @shoepeople. Or my website. KaylaPerry.com.
With the A-R-R-Y.
A-R-R-Y.
Okay, tell me number two, dream job.
Okay, so.
Let's do three, because we're, oh, damn, it's we're on the last 10 minutes.
Oh my God, already?
Wait,
did you get to all your questions? I love
your
questions.
Yeah, for the most part, I have. Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. I could touch upon this one again, but for the most part, we covered everything.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Okay, good. Good.
Oh, it happened organically too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the best way.
Yeah, I didn't. You threw a curveball with Star Trek, but I liked it. I liked it because I was thinking about Star.
I'm a huge Trekkie.
I was thinking about that today.
I'm a huge Trekkie. So I guess overall goal, like, okay, when I die, what I would like to leave behind is I document things, and I've been thinking a lot about this, about Ricky Powell's death. And it's like he documented a part of history that was music and significant to the world we live in now, you know? And what a gift he gave, because he's one of the only people that have photos of that, of what the streets were like in New York in the 80s and 90s. And like, forget about all the amazing tours
that was like
captured.
During like Run DMC.
Yeah. And just
all that
like
shit.
Those guys hanging out in New York, being themselves and taking like a captured portrait of what was going on then. And it was, you know, you had all these guys who were part of Def Jam running around.
Rick Rubin was around.
Yeah. And he has all these photos of these just cool people in New York and capturing what they were doing and just, in a beautiful, organic way. I love that. And I would love if I could do something like that.
Something like that.
Like document a part of culture and people, you know, giving these gifts of art and...
Yeah.
And wasn't leaving there, it behind
for others. Who's that lady photographer who was around during Wild Style? She did all like the hip-hop photos.
Oh, I don't know.
I forgot her name.
Oh my God,
but something like
me.
That. But that era is so golden to me because it's like,
yeah,
all of
too.
My favorite, like,
me too.
As far as when it comes to that genre,
yeah,
it's like so many, like Stetsasonic, Run DMC,
yeah,
like, and then the Wu-Tang and Nas and Mobb Deep and Black Moon, and it goes on and on, you know?
Well, it was really like, okay, it was right when hip hop was basically became pop music, right? Like not pop music, but charted how pop.
Well, that's kind of when like Puffy entered the scene as
yeah,
well
like
too,
because
it was
after.
Going this way, and then Puffy entered, and then it kind of got all glitz, kind of.
Yeah,
glitz
but
and glamour
he got
type
the
thing.
Beginning of it when it was coming from like
yeah,
still the streets of New York, and he got it, you know,
yeah,
rising up, and he captured all of that. Like that's so cool and fun and awesome.
I wouldn't survive a week in New York.
Yes, you would. Why would you?
Because I wouldn't be able to afford to live out there unless I lived in like a bathroom.
Hey,
or something.
Hey, if I could live there,
how do you
like,
even survive out there?
How did I? I worked. I waitressed. I photo assist.
So you had five jobs.
I had five jobs. I had, but also when you're young, like I, you know, you can have five jobs.
So
now
is it
I'm
really
like,
the city that doesn't sleep?
Yes.
Because you could just. Be at 5 a.m, go to the deli and get a sandwich.
Yes.
Right?
You could like...
Like get a full-on like pastrami sandwich.
Mm-hmm. You can like leave the rave at 4:30 or 5
get a slice
or whatever.
Of pizza.
Get a slice of pizza, get a sandwich. People are also waking up and going to work, right? Like you're going home on the subway with
yeah.
your sandwich, maybe drunk.
You've done that, I could tell.
Yeah, like I have. And there's people on their way to work and you're like, oh no, they see me, you know?
So crazy. Have you ever thought about moving back?
Yes, I do all the time, but I don't think I want. I like it here. It's cold there. Like okay,
yeah,
all
right.
First
right,
of all,
right. They're real winners.
Yeah, you work your ass off. You work five jobs to live in a bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and it's really cold. There's a long, you know, it was like 10 degrees there the other day. Like I don't.
But there must be reasons why people stay there. I mean, the culture.
Yeah, because they. Yeah, the culture.
The food's excellent.
The food is excellent. And it's a fun place to be. Like, it's a fun place to walk out of your apartment. It's fun to be in a walkable city, too. That's the one thing I do miss. It's like, oh, my, you know, I'm going to walk four blocks this way and go see a show. And then two blocks this way, get some of the best pizza and walk home.
How much would it cost to live in a place like this if this was in New York?
Okay, I'll tell you. I lived in a place probably exactly like this size when I first went to college there. And it was in Chinatown, and it was, so 2007, and it was $1,600 a month.
Oh. That's not too bad.
No.
I thought you would say like $4,000.
No, but that was also, this is like 13 years ago.
Okay, how about right now?
Oh, I don't know. I could tell you like in Brooklyn right now, you can do, well, it's also cheap now because a lot of people have left because of COVID. So you, if you want to like go move to New York, now is the time.
So Stevie migrates to New York.
Stevie, I don't, you wouldn't like, it's cold. You can't, imagine not being able to skate and be in freezing weather for literally from like December to March.
I like being indoors.
You like being, perfect.
And get a lot of writing done.
You get a lot of writing done, and you like the vampire lifestyle. Mm-hmm. New York is all about that.
I could get a nice sandwich at 5 in the morning.
You could, and there would be people
with a Snapple and some potato chips.
Yeah. But you're sober, right, Steve?
Or yes,
do you still,
I am.
Do you still go to bars, though?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm sober.
I go to bars. I don't really drink.
Yeah. I could drink a Red Bull or something.
Yeah, I have cranberry soda. But I smoke weed.
Time has flown by. I just can't believe an hour went by.
I know.
Can I suggest, what about this? I thought about this as a dream job. I don't know if it would be for you, though.
Okay.
Working for National Geographic.
I would love if I could travel the world and take photos and they would be published in National Geographic.
Dude,
but there's so many talented photographers in that area.
You could do that.
You think so?
Yeah,
thank
why
you.
Not?
Dude, my favorite Wouldn't photographer
you love
does
to
that.
Take a picture of a cheetah?
I don't know. Well, so my favorite photographer, Paul Nilken. Mm-hmm. Shout out Paul Nilken. He I hope I said his name right.
It's okay.
He does marine. He does like whales and penguins and polar bears.
Who's in the water?
Yeah, like in the Antarctic.
Would you
it's
be
cool.
able?
He's really talented. You what? Know Apple Screensaver, like Apple TV.
Oh yeah, he does
saver?
All that.
That's
shit?
All his stuff. Like all his stuff. Yeah.
How much he get paid?
I don't know, but his photos are on every Apple TV, so I'm managing pretty well.
One last question: how do you get paid? What do you, does each photo have a different price rate? Like I always wondered that.
So I think it depends on how the photographer does it. So, usually it's licensing, so you'll
licensing.
You license the photo, yeah, like music, like you license the photo and whatever the usage is and the reach and whatever and the term, is like how you get paid.
So how do you claim your own photo so no one like jacks your shit?
You copyright it.
So you copyright your photo?
Yeah, but usually a photo's is copyrighted. I'm not sure if this is still true, but the second you take it, it's yours. Like the metadata embedded, that's your image. So people will take it and use it. It's happened to me, and you have to say, "I'm so sorry, you don't have permission to use this photo in this way," and either take it down.
Can't
or
you
pay
like
the price.
You know how people on video they get timestamp or can't you put some kind of emblem or something?
It's in the metadata. Like
what the metadata is.
Yeah, like when you take a
when
photo,
you take it,
it's like it was taken at this time. At this location, if you have your GPS on,
that's so
by
crazy.
This camera, this setting, and this person.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Digital. That's amazing. And so, if Nat Geo, if you're out there, hook her up, dude.
Thanks, Steve. I love all... See, like, you say you,
I
you
try
haven't
to
been
put
positive, but
yeah,
you've been
I,
so
I'm
positive.
Put- I try. What do you want me to
you're
be like?
You're being so positive.
I'm
love
try,
it.
Well, what do you want me to do? Be suicidal?
No, please.
I do that on my own time.
No, yeah. Me too. Who doesn't? But I love your positive vibes. Thank you.
I try to put.
You are positive.
I'm trying. Do you think that's why I won the Warzone last night is my positivity?
Yes, 100%. I'll tell you right now. The second you frame.
Think about it, Ren.
You have.
I thought I made some good decisions last night.
You did. When you're in a place of happiness, all the decisions you make are the right ones. And when you're in a place of darkness, all the decisions you make are the wrong ones. That, at least for me.
I love that. It's always a pleasure having you. Now, before we end it, let's plug some things.
Okay.
So.
Plug some things.
Yeah, let's plug if they want to buy a print, website, your Instagram, your Twitter, whatever. Go ahead.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you got it.
So I just launched my store. So if you guys want to buy some prints, it's kaitlinperry.com, KAITLINPARRY. And I release them every week. And then I tie them into my favorite photo series, which Steve kind of mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And that's on her Instagram.
On my Instagram, where I talk about my favorite photo of mine. And that's at you people. Yeah, just at you people.
And then what if people need photos? Like, how do they... get a hold of you. Oh, yeah,
you can message me on Instagram, or my email's on my Instagram. Please feel free to email me, also on my website. I'm very easy to contact.
And she's very easy to work with, as you can tell. Oh, thanks, Steve. And she's reasonable as far as her price ranges or whatnot.
Yeah, yes. I do things for the project, not for the money.
She's willing to negotiate and work with you as far as pricing is involved.
Yeah, if you're fun.
Yeah.
Joking. Dude,
it was awesome having you.
I can't believe an hour went by. That was crazy.
Ren, how did it? It just flew by, man.
Yeah. That was crazy.
It flew by.
Yeah.
I feel like we just sat here. I just remember Star Trek, and I just got lost in Star Trek, and now it's like, whoop, we're here.
It was good.
I loved it.
Me too.
I loved it.
You're such good people, Steve.
I'm trying to be positive, man.
But
I'm
you
trying.
Are. I'm telling I'm you, trying. You're good people.
Thank you. We did meet at Scion. Remember Scion?
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up, but I brought it up the first time. Yeah.
That was fun. I was talking about that today. Like, that was fun.
That's such a weird working environment.
I know. It was
the
fun,
guy
though.
That I, the boss guy was always high.
Oh, really?
He was
Are you
like,
sure it wasn't me?
No, it wasn't you. It was a guy. He was always, I'd go there and he'd be like...
Oh, that's annoying.
And there'd be so many just random people hanging out.
I've been hearing that a lot about COVID is like how... So I don't drink, but that a lot of people have been like waking up and just drinking all day. Like at home, because like, they don't have to leave the house.
So they just drink beers and...
Yeah. Day. And I'm like, wait, really? Like, how do you do work? I wouldn't get any work done.
So it's either for their... From their point of view, it's like either sleep all day or drink all day.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I have to be outside. I have to do stuff. I smoke weed, but like...
But you get shit done.
Yeah, like I might... Okay, I'm going for a hike, smoke a little weed, or I'm going to bed, or I have a lot
of
editing to
do. Well, that's that New Yorker in you.
You think
so? New Yorkers get shit done.
Yeah, but it's like...
They get shit done, man. Peanuts! Peanuts here! Peanuts! Peanuts here, peanuts.
I love getting shit done.
I know how they set up their stand. Peanuts.
Yeah, but I think, Steve, when you get shit done,
yeah,
it makes you feel good. It's like a hit of like, got it done, feel good.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's a miracle. I just got my project done, but it's like the final stretch was harder than usual.
Yeah.
I had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck, I just gotta get through this shit. I'm good when I start. I'm like, oh, fucking sunshine and fucking yay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then halfway, I'm still good. I'm still rolling. But by the end, I'm just like.
Just I want to get it over.
I'm barely making it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but then you make it. That's like, think about climbing a mountain. Like,
yeah.
Like it starts out, it's fun, it's great, we're here, we're doing it. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm frozen.
Yeah. You know what? I just realized how time flew by. I just had this epiphany. Because when we talk, it's just like, we just get into shit.
Yeah.
And it just, before you know it, look at this guy ready to go home.
Oh, sorry. All right,
so I'll make my announcement. You'll be on your war zone in a half hour. How about that? You'll be on your operator, okay? Don't worry about it, okay? So I have some announcements, okay? Thanks for tuning in. There's a website attached to the show, stevieweebyshow.com. If you want to get anything there, just know that the delivery is going to be a little delayed because of COVID. All right, but work with me. If you want to help support this podcast still, it's still going on. We're doing in-house, obviously, again. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby. That would help me a lot. Okay, thank you. Instagram/QUANGLU is my Instagram. All my music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I did finish my newest LP, I Feel Stir Crazy, inspired by the movie Stir Crazy, starring Gene Wilder. And Richard Pryor, and I poured my heart and soul into it. It should be out by this point, hopefully. I'm still waiting.
It's awesome, Steve.
I want David Cho to do my album cover.
Awesome.
Maybe some of his watercoloring.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Please, I hope you...
Good vibes. Put out good vibes for that.
That would help out a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
I got you, Steve.
And everything.
That's cool.
I do have a P.O. Box. If you want to send anything, send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90... I'm doing this again. 90093 pound. No Little Ray this week. He's going to come back soon, all right? He's contacting me again, but... I heard it from the grapevine. He might be on the album, two songs.
No way.
Some appearances.
That's cool.
And according to him, he outdid me.
He outdid you. Wait, I can't wait to hear.
He sent me an SOS saying that his verses were way better.
When is it coming out? When's your album dropping?
Soon.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Hopefully, I need to get it done. You know, it's one of those things where you just want to do it and just.
Yeah.
Once I get it out, then it's not mine anymore.
Here, yeah, no,
you can
I
have
know.
It. You could have it.
Yeah, but like you want it to be perfect. I get it. However long yes. that takes, just yeah. embrace it. However long That's, it takes.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, exactly. Dude, it was an honor.
Honor was mine.
We're going to do a part three too soon.
Oh my God,
Mom.
I would love that.
Okay.
This is so fun.
Thanks for tuning in.
I got to get dressed up out of my pajamas.